Not a one.
Would you ever say nary a one?
I've heard that many times.
Would you say it?
I wouldn't.
I mean, would you say
nary.
It right now?
Nary a one.
Okay. Let's see. Why, if a little schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. If somebody apologizes for breaking your rake, you might say, that's all right. I didn't like it.
It was no good.
Well, I didn't like
I
it.
I didn't like it anyway.
Mm-hmm. A crying child might say he was eating candy and didn't give me
a piece of it.
Or he didn't give me
any of it.
Mm-hmm. The trenches cut by a plow are called
furrow.
Mm-hmm. We'll be out of the farm in just a minute.
Out of the farm in a minute.
The end of that. If you had a good yield, you'd say we raised a
big crop.
We got rid of all the brush and trees on the land. You'd say we
clad the land.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you'd call the second cutting of clover or grass?
Not familiar with.
Or a crop that hadn't been planted but came up anyway? Maybe left over from another season?
Not familiar with that.
Wheat is tied up into a
sheaf.
Mm-hmm. And sheaves are piled up into a
bundles, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
40 bushels.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what you do with oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
Thrashing.
Yeah. And let's see, these are grammatical matters. If you and another man have got to do the job, if you told him about it, you'd say blank and blank have to do it.
You and I?
Mm-hmm. And if you might say it's not for just you or just me, it's for
both of us.
Mm-hmm. And if you and another man are coming over, you'd say blank and blank are coming.
John and I, or he and I.
Mm-hmm. Good. If you knock on the door and they say, who's there, and you know they'll recognize your voice, so you don't have to say your name, you say it's
me.
And if it were a man who knocked, you'd say, oh, it's only
him.
Or if it's a woman, it's
her.
And two people, it's
them.
Mm-hmm. Comparing how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall as
I am.
And I'm not as tall as
he is.
He can do it better than
I can.
And if he runs 2 miles and then he has to stop and rest, you'd say 2 miles is the
limit.
Or is the blank he could go?
Is the best he could go?
We're using a form of far. It's the...
Is the farthest he could go?
Mm-hmm. If something belongs to me, you say it's
mine.
Or to me.
Belongs to me?
No, it belongs to me.
Oh, it belongs to you.
Then it's
yours.
And if it belongs to him, it's
his.
And to her, it's
hers.
And to them, it's
theirs.
And to both of us, it's
ours.
Fine. People have been to visit you. They're about to leave, so you say to them, blank, come back again.
Goodbye.
Well, you're addressing a bunch of people.
Come see us.
Would you ever say you all or y'all?
Yeah, that's been very popular, but it's fast dying out.
Is it really?
Oh, yes.
Mm. Which would you say? You all or y'all?
You all.
Would you ever say it to just one?
Yes, you might say that. If you were so used to saying that, mm-hmm. You'd probably say it to one or a group. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Would you ever use it to mean possession? If there were a car in the road, would you ever say y'all's car? Or would you say your car?
Probably your car.
All right. And suppose you were asking who had been at a party and you wanted to know the names of all the people. You would say blank had been there.
Who?
Would you ever say who all?
I doubt that.
All right.
Just who has been there.
And if you wanted to know
who was that?
Who the parents of a lot of different children were, you might say, blank children are they?
Whose children are
Would
they?
You ever say who all's?
I don't think so.
And one more. If you were asking about a speaker's remarks and you wanted to know everything he'd said, you might blank did he say?
What all did he say?
You would say what all.
You might say
all right. Yes. If no one else will look out for them, they have to look out for
themselves.
And if no one will do it for him, he has to do it
himself.
And something this is change of subject completely, made out of flour and baked in a loaf is
bread.
What are some different types of homemade bread?
We bake bread, and my wife bakes bread. Mm-hmm. Use the different recipes, it's always good. I'm not sure what she does or what.
Do you use the term light bread?
Light bread, yeah, meaning white, or raisin-free, salt-free bread.
Mm-hmm. And what is made out of flour and not in a loaf, little individual things?
Biscuit? No.
Yeah.
Biscuit has flour, don't it?
Yes.
I thought you said not made out of flour.
I think I meant to say made of flour and not baked in a loaf. What I said, I couldn't promise.
Biscuits, yes.
Okay, how about something made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Other things made of cornmeal?
Hush puppies.
All right. What are hush puppies?
Cornmeal, onions, usually made for fish fries, mm-hmm. fried in the same grease mm-hmm. that the fish are fried in.
Any other terms?
Corn pones.
What is that?
Same as hush puppies.
Oh, uh-huh. Do you know the term?